Hi there, this is Ethan with the Depo Provera Helpline. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, this is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center, and I have a potential new Depo Provera claimant on the line, Ms. Jade Edwards. Can you assist her?
Yes, absolutely. I'll take it from here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys both have a great weekend and a happy holiday season.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Alrighty, Mrs. Jade, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey there, Jade. So my name's Ethan. We're on a recorded line here. I'll be your intake specialist for this lawsuit. I'm going to be help you get signed up for this. Now, I'll let you know ahead of time. Some of these questions may sound familiar, or you might have already been asked by the other representative. So I do apologize for any repetition, but it does all need to be restated for the recorded line. In any case, this should only take about 10 minutes. So, Mrs. Jade, do you have an attorney already that's helping you file the claim for this?
No.
Okay, can you confirm to me then, under penalty, that you have not sought legal representation and you haven't signed any documents or packets of information for any law firms to help you with this? Is that correct?
No, it's correct.
Okay, I take it you would be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
Okay, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and was it you who was diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm really sorry to hear that you had to go through all that. How are you doing now?
I'm good now, thank God.
Okay, yeah, I'm really glad to hear that. That's good. Now, do you remember, was it a meningioma on your brain or on your spine?
Brain.
Gotcha. And what was your date of diagnosis?
March 2015.
You said March. I want to make sure I heard you correctly. You said 2015?
Yes.
Okay. You're not sure of the exact date, are you? If not, that's okay.
I believe it was the 17th.
Okay. I'll put down March 17th, 2015. And what is your birthday?
My birthday is June 5th, 1993.
You said June 5th, and I didn't quite catch the year. Run that by me one more time, please.
1993.
Okay. You said June 5th, 1993.
Yeah.
Okay. In addition, Jay, do you happen to know anyone else, any friends or family that was also injured by Depo Provera that might need some help?
No, not that I know of, no.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about that. I always like to ask just in case because I try to help as many people as I can, but don't worry about it. Now, was it the name okay. brand specifically labeled Depo Provera that you were using?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it Depo Sub-Q Provera or just Depo Provera?
Depo, just Depo Provera.
Okay, gotcha. And were you using it for at least 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you also confirm to me that during 1 year you had at least 4 injections?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it goes without saying, of course, since obviously you were born after 1992, but you were using Depo Provera after January 1st, 1992, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, most definitely. I don't see how it could be any other way, but of course, I am required to ask you all the questions. In any case, what date did you start using Depo Provera?
What date did I start using it?
It doesn't have to be exact, of course, but just your best estimate.
I want to say January 2014. Yeah, because I had my son 2013 and I started using it after I had my son. So, yeah, probably January okay. 2014.
Okay, and when did you stop taking Depo Provera?
I stopped taking it in March 2015, around the time when I figured out, you know, I was having complications.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So you used it for about 1 year and 2 months then?
Approximately, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Okay. And then the other agent did already send me your first and last name. I have that down here as first name Jade, J-A-D-E, mm-hmm. and your last name is Edwards, E-D-W-A-R-D-S.
Yes.
Okay. In addition, do you also have a middle name?
Jamaica, J-A-M-E-K-A.
You said Jamaica, Jameka.
Yeah.
Okay, and then your social.
Oh wow, 0558257999.
Okay, I just want to confirm I heard you correctly. I heard
0555.
Okay, so that's going to be 0558257999.
Yes.
Okay, and your email is Jade, J-A-D-E, Monroe, M-O-N-R-O-E, 12@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, and then your phone number is 347-935-4332.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Mrs. Jade, am I calling you on your cell phone or is this a home line?
This is my cell phone.
Okay, and what is your primary address?
2100 West Irish Drive, Conyers, Georgia, 30013.
Okay, could you spell that street name for me, please?
I-R-I-S.
Okay. And you said that's in Conyers, Georgia, 30013.
Yeah.
Okay. In addition, is there also an apartment or unit number?
No.
Okay, gotcha. So just confirming, that's just 2100 West Iris Drive, Southeast, Conyers, Georgia, 30013.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And for your Depo Provera, was it being administered by a doctor, or was it just medical staff that was
on shift at the time? You asked me about an apartment. I'm sorry. It's 81302.
You said 81302.
No, A as in the alphabet, A, the first letter in the alphabet. 1302.
Okay, so that's apartment A, letter A as in apple, and then 1302.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. And then for the street name, that was Iris, I-R-I-S, Drive Southeast.
Yes.
Okay, A-1302. Okay, perfect. I got it. Thanks for confirming. And now for your Depo Provera, was it being administered to you by a specific doctor? Or was it just medical staff, or were you administering it yourself?
No, it was just medical staff at my GYN.
Okay, gotcha. Do you remember approximately how many times you got the injection?
Because I had to go every 3 months I got the shot. So probably no more than 5 times.
Okay, gotcha. And do you happen to remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you, or sorry, not diagnosed you, that was administering or prescribing your Depo Provera?
No, because I had different doctors.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah,
what was the
name
of the...
It was never just one. I don't know. I really don't remember any
names.
Obviously.
I wouldn't expect you to.
Because there were so many different people. Yeah.
Do you remember, did you have a specific doctor that prescribed you with Depo Provera?
Well, I mean, I asked for it. So it wasn't like something that was prescribed. After I had my son, I wanted to go on birth control. And I asked for the Depo shot. So, I mean, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And what facility were you getting your Depo Provera from?
I was getting one at my GYN. It's called Brooklyn GYN, please.
Spell that for me, please.
Brooklyn GYN, please. It's just it, how you spell it.
Okay, you said Brooklyn GYN?
Yeah, and Brooklyn GYN, please.
Okay, and that's the one on, let's see, Girolamo Street. I hope I said that correctly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Let me go ahead and copy and paste that there then. Girolamo Street. Okay, and looks current. Okay, yeah, I found their information here online. I'll just go ahead and grab that for you real quick. Brooklyn, okay. GYN. Okay, thank you. And yeah, so you said there wasn't a specific doctor or anything like that that prescribed you with your Depo Provera?
No, I just go for regular checkup. Whatever doctor's there that day, they'll be there. And because whatever date would be my 3 months that I have to go every time, they just have the little nurse come, take me with it, and that's really it.
Okay, gotcha. So you just went there, you asked, like, hey, I need my birth control, and then whoever was on staff at the time?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, and then so you weren't getting it from a pharmacy, correct? It was all done at Brooklyn GYN.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I'll go ahead and copy and paste all of that one more time then. Jerolliman Street, bada bing, bada boom. And okay. And do you remember what was the method of diagnosis for your meningioma? Were you getting a CT scan? Was it an MRI or was it both?
It was MRI.
Okay, gotcha. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with your meningioma?
It was Dr. Daniels for I don't remember. I can't remember how to say his last name. I always just said Dr. Daniel. Rafi. I think it was spelled like Resai. I don't know. It's weird. It's like foreign.
Gotcha, yeah. If anything, I can always maybe look it up and see if I can find him online. What hospital was this at?
It was at Emory.
You said Emory?
Emory, yeah, University Hospital in Midtown. It's in Atlanta.
Okay, gotcha. And that's the one on 1364 Clifton Road Northeast?
Believe so. If that's the Midtown one, yes.
Okay, yeah. If I look up, yeah, it looks like there's only one. So, yeah, this should be correct. Or wait, actually, yeah, no, 1364 Clifton Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30322.
You know, I think it's on Peachtree. I don't think it's on Clifton. I think it's on Peachtree Street or something like that.
Okay, I take it there might be multiple locations then.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, gotcha. Peachtree. Okay, I see one here. Emory University Hospital. This one's 550 Peachtree Street Northeast.
That kind of sound more like it. Yeah, Peachtree.
Gotcha. If anything, I can look up, see what's near here, just so I can make sure. I see it's next to Linden Avenue, Pine Street Northeast.
Yeah, I stuck with directions. I take a GPS everywhere, but I do remember it being on Peachtree, so that has to be the
Okay.
name.
Okay, gotcha. That would be correct then. Looks like there's only one on Peachtree Street. Okay. And then for your doctor's last, you said it was Dr. Daniel and it was Resay.
Resai, yeah. Rafi, that's how you say it? Rafi? I don't know. It's foreign, though. It's like Indian or something like that, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, let me just go ahead and pull that one more time. If anything, you know, I'll just look him up real quick just to make sure I can get the spelling. Dr. Daniel. And then this was at Emory University. Okay, yeah, I found it. Dr. Daniel Rafai or Rafay. I'm not sure how to say it either, to be
Rafi or
honest.
something, yeah,
Rafai,
something.
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I know I wasn't tripping. I'm like, I know that it's like kind of hard. Probably
Yeah, no worries.
Rafi. You probably said it better than me, yeah.
It's either Rafai or Rafay, one of the two at least. We know that much. Okay. And thankfully, I was able to confirm the address as well. Then that was the one on Peachtree Street. I see that's where he's at.
Okay, great. So there we go.
Okay, perfect. 550 Peachtree Street Northeast. Yep, found it. And that's Emory University Hospital. Okay. And let me see. His specialty is, what does he do? Neurosurgeon, I would assume.
Yes, he is.
Gotcha. Okay. And in addition to this, before your diagnosis of meningioma, did you ever have any other cancer diagnosis as well?
No.
Okay, gotcha. And what kind of treatment were you getting for your meningioma?
I had got radiation therapy.
Okay, and
And
was
then I
it
had
mis-
got the surgery to remove the tumor.
Okay, gotcha. And then was it Dr. Rafai that was also treating you for the meningioma as well?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so I would assume then same hospital as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll just go ahead and copy and paste all that information one more time. Okay, and then the facility, yep, Emory University. Additionally, were you hospitalized for your meningioma?
Yeah.
Okay, and between what dates were you hospitalized for your meningioma, if you remember?
Oh, God.
If it helps jog your memory, I know you did say you were diagnosed on March 17th, 2015, correct?
Yeah, so it was probably around, like, I think I had the surgery on the 20th, so the day before that, since March 19th. Had the surgery, I believe, on the 20th.
Right.
Yeah. It was like a week. So, like, March 19th. I was there for a week.
Okay, so I'll put you started from March 19th, and I'll make it, like, about a week, so March 26th, you would say?
Yeah.
Yeah, again, it doesn't have to be exact, of course. I definitely wouldn't expect you to remember that. Just your best estimate.
Okay.
And, okay, we're actually almost done here. Lastly, all I need to do is I just need to get an emergency contact from you. I must also ask you as well, do you have any copies of your medical records that would show your diagnosis or your treatment?
I can get it, yeah. I'll probably assume some type of paperwork that I have. It's been so long, or I'm almost 10 years from that.
Okay, yeah. Even if you don't have them on hand, that's perfectly okay. But you do know at least that, like, they exist at the hospital and you could contact someone or a doctor to get it. Okay, yeah. And most likely you won't have to, as our attorney partners can pull this information on your behalf. That's usually what they do. But on the off chance that it is necessary, would you be able to provide it either by mail, electronically, or both?
I'll provide it. I don't need nobody pulling my records for me.
Okay, gotcha. You would say both then?
Either one. It doesn't matter.
Okay, gotcha. I'll just put electronically then, since it's probably a lot more convenient for you, would you say?
That's fine.
Okay. Or, you know, if you said either, I'll just do both, just in case. You never know. In any case, lastly, Jade, all I need to do is I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is someone we can reach out to on your behalf just in case anything happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we would never reach out to them. Do you have someone that you want to use as an emergency contact?
No. Do I have to give somebody a for emergency contact?
We highly encourage it, but if you really don't have one, then I don't have to put one.
Yeah, I don't really have an emergency contact.
Okay, well, no worries. Yeah, I don't have to put one, so I'll just put N-A. N-A, 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 and I'll put N-A for the last box as well. Okay, now we're almost done here. Lastly, all I'm going to do is I'm just going to read off a quick compliance checklist. This is basically a list of items that we've discussed that I can read off to you, just so I can make sure that all that what we talked about is accurate and correct, okay?
Okay.
So I'll list off a few different items, and if anything sounds wrong, you can interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we did, of course, confirm that you don't have an attorney already, Mrs. Jade. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you with this. You were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You used Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and during that time, you also got at least 4 shots. You were using the brand named labeled Depo-Provera, and you also got these shots after January 1st, 1992.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Now what I'll do is I'll start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign. These documents state first and foremost that our attorney partners will be representing you for this lawsuit. Secondly, all it does is it just gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf if necessary. So give me just a second. I'm going to start drafting these up, and then I'm just going to read off some items of your personal information before I get them over to you, so that way I can make sure I didn't make any mistakes or type in anything wrong, so that way I can make sure we get it done right the first time and I don't have to bother you again, okay?
Okay.
So yeah, give me just a moment. I'm going to start building the documents, and then I will pull them up on my end so I can review them myself. Okay. logging into my DocuSign here so I can check the draft. There you are, J. Jamaica Edwards. Okay, let me take a quick peek. Agree and continue. Okay, sweet. So I see you here, Jamaica Edwards, 2100 West Iris Drive, Southeast. And you said your apartment was A1302, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's going to be Conyers, Georgia, 30013. All right. That looks good. And then you were born on June 5th, 1993. And your social is 055825799.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. In that case, what I'll do is I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end, and you should receive a text message containing a link to DocuSign momentarily. It should say my name, which is Ethan, and it should also contain that link for you to follow.
Okay, I see it.
Okay, yeah, perfect. So once you get that, you can go ahead and click it, and DocuSign is very easy. It'll tell you exactly where to sign. It'll all be highlighted in yellow. Just going to let you know as well, just be sure to pay attention, because for some fields, it'll ask you only for initials. For other fields, it'll ask you for a full signature. Other than that, pretty easy.
Okay.
And then while you're doing that, I'll also send you a text message. It's going to come from a 949 number, which is my personal office number. So that way you have my contact information. So if you ever need to reach out for any reason, if you ever have any questions or concerns in the future.
Man, I made a mistake. Can you send it again? It's not allowing me to open it.
Yeah, it give me
said,
just a second.
I guess I must have pressed decline the message by mistake, and now I can't open it.
Okay, I see. Give me just a second here. Okay. Let me click send one more time and tell me if you get this next one. Did you receive another text message?
Not yet.
Okay, give me just a second. I might need to void this or delete this first one then and then submit it one more time. Give me just a second here.
Okay.
Okay, let me find your submission. Where are you? There you are. Rebuild. Resign. Okay. Okay, I'm going to send this one more time. Oops, give me just a second here. Okay, I just hit send. Let me know if that pops up for you. Did you get anything yet?
No.
You know what? I did also send it to your email. If you can check your email on your phone, it should be there as well.
Okay.
And then I did send it twice. I think the first one I did void because it's a duplicate. So whatever the most recent email you received is.
Okay, that's fine.
Were you able to find it yet? Or are you still working on that?
No, I'm looking. I got it.
Okay, perfect.
should be familiar.
And yeah, while you're getting that taken care of, I'll also send you a text message like I mentioned, and so that way you have my contact information. So if you ever need to reach out in the future, if you ever have any questions or concerns, you can always call or text me, okay?
Okay.
And okay, so I just sent that. And then whenever you're finished signing, just let me know so I can check it and make sure it gets processed correctly. I'll also send you an email as well. I'll send you another one, which will contain my contact information and it'll contain my company card as well, just in case you ever want to reach out to us as a whole in the future.
All right, I'm finished.
Okay, let me go ahead and check on my end and see. Yep, you just popped up on my end. I just received your end of the files. Let me take a quick peek at this here. Make sure everything looks good. All righty, I see your signature there. Very nice. And I see your initials there as well. Looks good to me. Okay. Alrighty, perfect. Yep, that looks good to me, Jade. Thank you so much for your time. Now, just going to let you know from here on out, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners sometime within the next several days, maybe the next week or so. They're just going to give you one more call to verify your personal information. It's very important that you look out for that, because then and only then can they actually start working on your case. But other than that, okay. Once you get that taken care of, you should be good to go. And I've, as far as I'm aware, that should be the last thing you need to do in regards to this lawsuit.
Okay.
But yeah, did you have any other questions or anything else you needed help with at all?
No, that is all. Thank you.
Alrighty. Well, in that case then, Jade, thank you so much for your time. And I do wish you all the best and happy holidays.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Of course. Bye-bye.